And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There was a lot of bad news in our country in 2021, and one of the most tragic stories was the record spike in gun violence. Not only did firearm murders soar, but so too did suicides and accidental shootings, many the result of children finding and firing unsecured guns left by adults. At such a time, the very last thing we should do is to make it even easier for troubled individuals to obtain firearms or to take them into schools. Amazingly, however, that's precisely what a pair of bills drawn up by the gun lobby and passed by the state legislature last year would do. Senate Bill 43 would circumvent state policy outlawing the concealed carry of firearms on school grounds, and House Bill 398 would repeal North Carolina's background check requirement on unlicensed handgun sales and make it easy for felons, domestic abusers, people in mental health crisis, and minors to buy handguns. Thankfully, Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed both bills, and as lawmakers return to Raleigh this week, let's fervently hope that they leave both measures in the waste bin where they belong. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.